Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeicha to find your Ziva Gahagon and Bikar of Mamish. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Amr Chaver, let's a person tells his friend, Koinim Shani Nenolach, Koinim all benefit that I have from you, Im Einat Habav Venoitel Benecha, if you do not come to my house and take the following things for your son, Kar Echad Shel Chitin, a kar of wheat, which is a certain measurement of wheat, Ushtei Chavya Shel Yain, and two barrels of wine. If you don't come and take that from me, I'm not having any anah from you. So Reza Yachal Lahafer as Nedra, this fellow is able to have his neder done away with. We can nullify the neder without even having to go to Chacham, which we're going to learn about more the next parak. And this fellow does not have to go to Chacham. And why is that? Because v'yomer loy, his friend can tell him, the only reason why you said this is because of my kavod. You want to mechaber me, to honor me by giving these things to my son. Well, zehu kvaidi, this is my honor by me not taking it. And that's effective in doing away with the neder. And v'chein armel chaveroi, similarly, if a person tells his friend, kainum sha'ato nenu li, kainum that you're not allowed to benefit from me, if you don't come and give my son a car of wheat and two barrels of wine. So Meir says, his friend's not allowed to benefit from him until he gives these things. Whereas Vachamim say, even this fellow can get his nether done away with without a chacham. He could tell his friend, it's as if I got it from you. The only reason why I made this nether on you is because I'm supporting my son. I'm having a really hard time. Parnas is difficult nowadays. And so I made this nether on you as an attempt to try to get somebody, and you're a good friend of mine, to give some food to my son. But you want to know what? It's as if I got that food from you, because Baruch Hashem, Parnassah worked itself out, Hashem helped me, and that's a good way to do away with the neder. Another scenario. Let's say they're pressuring him to marry his sister's daughter, in other words, his niece. And there's actually Gemara that quotes a pasuk that tells us that this is a really nice thing. But this fellow doesn't want to marry his niece, but Amar, and he says, she's never allowed to have benefit from me. Also, if a person divorces his wife, Amar, and he says, this wife of mine is never allowed to have benefit from me. So actually, they are allowed to have benefit from him. This fellow's intention was only to say he doesn't want to be married to these women. This guy just meant to say, I don't want to marry my niece, or I don't want to remain married to this wife of mine. And he never really intended that they're not allowed to have any anah from him. So he could give them benefit. And lastly, the Mishnah says, a person's making his friend Meshuggah to come and eat by him, and Omar, the one who's being invited, will call him Shimon. He says, Ruvain, I'm not going into your house. Or Tipas Tain and Shani Taimlach, I'm not going to drink even a drop of cold from you, which means I'm not going to even have a drink by you. Motuli Karnas Lebesai, Shimon's allowed to go into Ruvain's house, Velishes Menu Tainin, and have a cold drink. Shalinus Chavinze Eloshimachilu Shtia, he really just meant to say, I'm not coming to your house for a whole meal. And therefore, he is allowed to walk into the house and have a little bit of a drink, as long as it's not a whole meal. And moving on to Paraktes Mishnah Aleph. Now, up until now, for the most part, we've been discussing different Lashonos of Nedarim. If a guy says this or that, is it considered a Nedar? Now, we begin by discussing Ataras Nedarim, releasing a person from his neder. And the way a person could be released from his neder is that he goes to a chacham or a panel of three, and if it could be determined that he regrets making this neder, so he's released from it as if it never existed. And there's two different ways to do this. Either he could simply state that he regrets making the neder, and the only reason he did so is because he was angry or the like, and he never really meant it, so then we'll be matter it for him. Now the other way is that we find a pesach for him, an opening, mimakam acher, from a different place. For example, he's asked, if you knew that by making this neder, it would have such and such effect on something else, would you still have made it? And if the fellow says, no, I never would have made it if I knew that, so the Chacham could be matter it. I'll begin Mishnah Aleph by discussing that. Rabbi Lezer says, we could find the Pesach, we could find this opening for the person's neder because of the covet of his father and mother. Dahainu, we go to this guy and we tell him, look, you made this neder, but did you know that by you making this neder, people would go over to your parents and they would tell them, what, this is the child that you raised, he makes nedarim, and we know that's not a good thing to make nedarim, and because of that, your parents are embarrassed. So would you have made the neder had you known your parents would be embarrassed? And if the fellow says, no, I never would have made the neder in such a case, so then we could be matter for him. However, Chum Ayrs and the Chum Aser this Pesach, and they don't consider it valid. And that's because every normal person is going to be embarrassed to say, no, I would have made the neder anyway. Of course, the guy's going to say, I never would have made the neder, even though maybe he really would have, he's just embarrassed to admit it. And therefore, it's not considered a valid Pesach. And Amr Tzadik says, bolstering Shitas Chachamim, if you're going to say that we could find this Pesach of the covenant of his father and mother, well, you have to, we might as well find the Pesach for him based off of the covenant of Hashem. In other words, we tell this guy, if you knew that Hashem would consider you ra, he would consider you a bad person for making this neder, would you have made this neder? And of course, the guy's going to say, no, I never would have made it, which again is very similar to being paseach l'chad av v'imoy in nedarim. Then we'll never have any case of nedarim that a person would have to uphold, because any case of a neder, we're able to say, well, that's not covered for Hashem. And that's the reason why being paseach l'chad av v'imoy is not a valid pesach. However, if the neder that he made was specifically against his father and mother, father. For example, if he made a neder that his father is not allowed to have benefit from him, we are allowed to use this Pesach of Kavod Av V'Imay, because we see over here that the guy already did cross a red line by making some sort of neder on his father. And therefore, we could trust his response when we ask him that if he knew that this would bring embarrassment to his father, would he have made the neder? If he says, oh, I never would have made the neder in that situation, he's believed, because again, he already made this neder against his father, which is already slightly inappropriate. And therefore, he would not be embarrassed to say, yeah, I actually don't care if they got embarrassed. And that's why when he gives the affirmative answer that he actually does not want them to be embarrassed, and let's say he made this neder in private and he didn't want people finding out, but they did find out, so then this would be a valid Pesach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more examples of Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.